right, it's time for Laura Wacker Live for May 24th. Hello, everybody. I'm Justin Kaufman. If you're listening to this on your commute home tonight, what kind of jerk is your boss? Today's a work till noon day at the latest. We're working the night shift. I always get screwed on these emails, right? Pete and I always get screwed because it always says, if your work allows, you can leave at noon. Well, it doesn't. We got to be here. We're the night shift. The office is shutting down with non-essential staff at 2 p.m. Well, at least look at that and say we're essential. I feel good. Now I feel like someone loves me. We're essential. We'll take it. All right, here are the headlines. Hard to believe it's already Memorial Day weekend, but it's here, and that means it's the start of the summer gun violence season. Ha! No balloon drop? Nothing? Too serious of an issue for a balloon drop? Yes, darn it. Should have told me that before I spent the morning stringing all these balloons up. This weekend usually met with a surge of violence, but it's supposed to rain all weekend, so that may help the new mayor, who's on an all-out blitz to prepare for this weekend. Pressers, church visits, two-day symposiums, all hands on deck as the mayor seems hell-bent on stopping violence this weekend. Aw, how fun. A mayor that still tries. I'll take maybe three Memorial Day weekends before she's doing press conferences on lake levels and proclamations like, I declare potato salad as the city's official side. But I like it. I'll give it to her. I may not be taking any of this seriously, but Lori Lightfoot, she is, and that's good. So, point Lightfoot! Balloon drop! No? CTA announced that they're going to close the Lawrence and Berwyn stops on the Red Line Purple Line for the next 3 years. So if you can, get off now. What's this Comcast garbage story? To add a Cubs channel to the cable package, a telecommunications company may add a tax to your bill regardless if you pick up the channel. So let me get this straight. You're taking the Cubs off WGN, which was free. Then you're charging us a premium to watch them on their own station. And then charging a tax on top of that for everyone else. Quick poll. Comcast or Ricketts? Which one made you throw up more? Which one should we give the old Beyonce salute to? You missed it. I didn't want to say it because, you know, I don't. But did you see my hand gestures there? You see how I was doing that? I'm like dancing in here. I should have been a choreographer. National news. I don't like to do Trump story. I'm not a Trump. I don't know what to say. Like, everyone does Trump. So this one blows my mind, though. The hypocrisy is so startling to me. Trump tweeted out an edited hit video that spliced together a bunch of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's speaking gaffes. And now he's calling her Crazy Nancy. Okay. All of it to make like Pelosi has lost it, quote unquote, is unfit for office. Sound familiar? Playbook. Anyway, Pelosi has been de-pantsing Trump as of late, which is pretty great to watch, causing tantrum after tantrum. So to recap, Trump is calling the most powerful woman in the United States crazy and tweeting out doctored video that's supposed to show evidence that she don't talk too good. So delicious, right? If you're a Trump supporter, you have to be like, just knock it off on that don't speak too well bit. What is that thing about glass houses? I don't know. Anyway, whatever. Who cares? In weather, the My App shows a lightning bolt for 10 days straight. I have to scroll down. There are so many lightning bolts. It's not good. I'm not going to be able to take my boat out on the chain of lakes this weekend. Yeah, that sucks. Give myself a nice little motorboat. If I had a motorboat, if I had like a kick-ass speedboat, I'd want it to be kick-ass first. It couldn't just be a normal one. Like, that's one, you know, like if you go buy a Honda and you're like, leather seats? No, I'm okay with what it comes with, standard. But if you're going to buy like a speedboat, you got to trick it out, right? And I wouldn't want my speedboat to be in some clean lake. I'd want it to be in the dirtiest lake ever. I'd want it to be where speedboats of the past had already blazed the trail for my dirty speedboat. So anyway, yeah, if I had a speedboat, I'd take it to chain lakes. That's what I'd do. Or they even say it's not even called speedboat. I'm sure in the boating community, they're like, it's an EXL4. To the boating community. Speedboat. If anyone's got a speedboat and would like to invite me on a speedboat, I'm in, man. I'll go on a speedboat. That's such an 80s. That's like waterbed, speedboat. All right. I digress. Here we go. Sports. The White Sox did it, Pete. I was all up in the White Sox grill earlier this week about how bad they started in Houston, losing the first two games. But then they did something that I did not expect. They showed heart. They shocked the Houston faithful by stringing together two victories to split the series, and it was my favorite player in the whole world, Eloy Jimenez, that did the dirty work, or as the announcer on Fox Sports Whip Around says, Jimenez. Huh. Eloy Jimenez with another Jimenez. Okay, that's a weird way to say it. Anyway, Jimenez hit another homer to finish with three in the last two games. Oh, boy. And Lucas Giolito turning into the stud we need him to be. A complete game shutout against the best team in baseball. That's four wins in a row for him. Remember, we traded Adam Eaton for him and Ronaldo Lopez. So Ronaldo Lopez and Lucas Giolito for Adam Eaton. Hell yeah. Advantage Rick Hahn. Balloon drop. There it is. Those are stale balloons. Also, Moncada and Kopech for Chris Sale. I think that's going to turn out for the Sox, too. I know that Sale won a World Series. It wasn't really him. I mean, you got Mookie Betts and J.D. Martinez and all those pitchers. Anyway, Chris Sale. Ugh. Just on likability alone. It's nice to have guys that you like. Not guys you're like, that guy again? That guy? Anyway, this is a big weekend. I'm so excited. Two-game streak. Rolling into Minnesota to play the first-place Twins. Sox are like 10 back, but like I said, finish off the Astros and sweep the Twins. This is a huge early-season trip to the Twin Cities. Oh, Twin Cities. So that's why they're called the Twins. I had no idea. Oh, learn something new every day. The Cubs had the Phillies on the ropes to take 3-4, but Lester got all blown up yesterday. The Cubs ended up splitting the series with the NL East leaders. Now the Reds come to town. There may be some concern over Lester, who admitted that something is off. Uh-oh. Anyway, here come the Reds. Davey Concepcion and George Foster coming to Wrigley. I'm sorry, I read that wrong. Jesse Winker and Joey Votto. Sorry, this is similar in the names. Uh-oh, don't look now, but the Milwaukee Bucks are in trouble. They lost at home last night to the Toronto Drakes. Oh, Kawhi Leonard again. Boy, oh boy, that dude's amazing. Super elite basketball player who does not get enough credit. He's at LeBron level right now, maybe even MJ. It's unbelievable to watch him live for these big games. And I'm not sure that the Bucks are even used to playing in a big game just yet. The knock on them is that they started all energetic, like they were a punk rock band and a sold-out show. And then by song 8, or the fourth quarter in this case, they're just sitting on their amps with their towel over their shoulder and water. So, then I got to take a water break while the guitar player's singing. That's the Milwaukee Bucks. I mean, there was a point last night where Giannis rolled his ankle towards the end of the game, and they took him out. He was out of the game for like a two or three big sequences there as the Bucks lost late. Not a great showing. The series shifts back to Toronto for Game 6. The Raptors will look to close it out. And then they could just spend the allotted times that would have been a Game 7 on an impromptu Drake concert, which you're still going to have to pay for. Just don't make that clear. It's not free, Toronto. It's Drake. Anyway, that's it for Lower Wacker Live. Have a great holiday weekend. Honor the troops and their sacrifice and watch Bash Brothers on Netflix over and over and over and over like I'm going to do. Comedy Gold. It's the best show ever. Beyonce's Lemonade meets Canseco and McGuire done by Lonely Island. It's brilliant dumb, and I love it. So have a great one. Bye.